Hi, this is Grant.
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, or the chance of 50-50? Can you share your opinion?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Thank you. Moving forward. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody in your community, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Now, moving forward. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me your age?
44.
Thank you, sir. Now, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
That's a tough one. Let's go with rather progressive.
Okay, so that would be somewhat a progressive, what you said, right? Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which your country's headed?
Yeah, that's also a tough one. Probably just right in the middle.
Okay. Satisfied? Oh, dissatisfied. Those are the two choices in the middle. And just for the sake of the research, I know some things are more, extend, like it's not a simple answer. I understand that.
Yeah.
But just for the sake of the research, and generally speaking, you know, and thinking about the direction the country's headed, how do you feel? Very satisfied, dissatisfied?
How about dissatisfied?
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to reach a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to most focus on. Now, for each one, sir, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Now, use a 10 if it's the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat, and 0 if it isn't at all important to you. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, protecting the abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10. How important of an issue?
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy from 0 to 10.
That's tough, of course.
Yeah.
Because it depends on how you're going to try to fight inflation. But let's just go with a 9.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes they use methods that affect us more negative. How about in the making housing more affordable? How important of an issue is that for them to focus on from 0 to 10?
How about 9?
Okay. In reducing crime and gun violence?
Five.
Okay. And how about protecting Social Security and Medicare? How important of an issue is that for them to focus on from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. Here we go. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, approve or disapprove?
Those are my only two options.
Yes, sir. There is no right or wrong answers. I mean,
you can
strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. Those are actually the options.
How about somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, okay. Now,
yeah.
I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay, sir? Now, Republican in Congress from 0 to 100, how warm and favorable you feel towards them?
25%.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden? Same question.
How about 65%?
Okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? From 0 to 100?
No, I haven't really followed that, but just let's just say 75%.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I want you to read. I want you to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. Now, for each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Now, you said 10 again if it's the most important, if 5 is somewhat, and 0 if it's not at all important. Banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10.
8.
And preventing underage tobacco use? Same question.
10.
And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, from 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market? How important it is for them to focus on that one, the FDA?
8.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward real quick. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Will you support or oppose that?
A ban?
Yes. Prohibiting. Will you support that or oppose that?
So it would be illegal for adults 21 and over.
Exactly. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Will you support that or oppose that?
I guess oppose.
Okay. Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Will you support that or oppose that?
Probably somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you, sir. Now, this is coming up, you know, it's going to be on the ballot. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? What's your opinion?
Banning them would bring benefit. Banning them sounds like a great idea. I just don't think it's really something that the government could do.
Understood. But you think that would be bring much more benefits or somewhat more benefit to your community?
Somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat more benefit. Now, regardless of where you stand in this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Yes. Okay, and when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus his efforts on? I'm going to read two different samples. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or will not quit cigarettes switch to a less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. That's the first one. The second approach, prohibiting an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring that removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The first one and the second one, which one do you think should be the better approach?
The first one.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I would like you, I'm going to read you real quick some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes. Now, flavored cigarettes and virtually all other traditional cigarettes in the market today. Now, for each one, please tell me how concerned are you about the outcome. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Well, are you very concerned for that outcome? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all concerned of that outcome?
Not very.
Not very? Okay. And how about more dangerous products floating the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? How concerned are you about that one? Very, not at all, somewhat, or not very?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? How concerned are you about that one? Very, somewhat? Not very concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you, sir. We almost finished. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about this ban. Now, for each one, please rate using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree. And 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement, okay? From 0 to 10. Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Probably an 8.
Okay. And our goal should be for people to continue quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Now, underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10.
10.
And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addiction. Now, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continue to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction to cessation support and harm reduction. 10 is you strongly agree, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 not agreed at all. What number should we pick?
10.
And vaping bans are not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already had cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10.
6.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward real quick. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people will change their minds. Let me ask you once again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Probably strongly.
Strongly opposed. Thank you.
Yeah.
Strongly opposed. Thank you, sir. Now, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? What's your opinion?
The key word that's tough there is banning them, right?
Right.
So if they weren't used, obviously that would bring all kinds of benefit. But banning them, I don't know.
So regardless of where you stand, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
It's a toss-up. I could go either one, more benefit or more harm.
We can move forward.
Know.
No worries. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or it will have no impact on your decisions?
No impact.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat, not burn, tobacco products? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
And cigars?
No.
And liquor or spirits?
Nope.
And beer?
No.
And e-cigarette or paper products?
Nope.
And soda or pop?
In the last how long?
Soda? Or
yeah, pop? How long?
30 days, in the last 30 days. Have you used it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And pipe tobacco?
Pipe? No,
uh-huh.
You said soda. Your previous question was like soda pop,
yeah,
right?
Soda pop, right. Have you?
Right, yes, I have drunk some soda pop. I have not used, what was your next
tobacco.
Question?
Pipe tobacco.
No.
Okay,
no.
How about smokeless tobacco such as a dip or chew?
No.
Okay, and wine in the past 30 days?
Nope.
Okay, and coffee in the past 30 days?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living under your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
Middle class. Thank you. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union employee association? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. And I'm sorry. Do you identify, and believe me, this is just for statistical purpose only. Again, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? But do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir, very much. This concludes the service. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for sharing your opinion, sir. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
All right, bye.